This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Nearly 19,000 families have accepted their preschool placements in the first round of Colorado's Universal Program. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
At least 10 hours of preschool is available for any four-year-old's family who wants it. Families who decline their first round match or didn't match to a provider in the first round have until 5 o'clock today to get an application in. State officials say there may be more choices available now than there were in January because some providers have added additional seats. Roughly 15,000 families are expected to be matched in the second round. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis says he supports a U.S. Supreme Court decision to uphold a California farm law banning the use of gestation crates on pork farms. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
In a statement, Governor Polis said striking down Prop 12 could have jeopardized a Colorado law that requires all eggs sold in the state come from cage-free hens. He also said the Supreme Court's ruling may protect the state's climate laws. Opponents of Prop 12 claim that because of California's economic size, its rule has an unfair influence on other states. But a divided court ruled that California's Prop 12 did not unconstitutionally infringe on commerce elsewhere. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A snowmobiler was safely rescued on Vail Pass over the weekend. The Vail Communications Center received a call that the person was lost Sunday afternoon. Crews located the snowmobiler using the Share My Location function from a friend's phone. Authorities say the snowmobiler was unfamiliar with the area and had not packed enough supplies for emergencies. The Denver Nuggets beat the Los Angeles Lakers in Game 1 of their Western Conference Final Series yesterday. The Nuggets are looking to win their first NBA championship ever. The teams play again Thursday night in Denver. This is CPR News and KRCC.